Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, crime is, of course, a fact of life in every city and town. Keeping it as low as possible is, of course, the goal. And today, the NYPD says that's exactly what's happening here in New York. Some new crime data is out.
More dramatic crime drops for the first 5 months of this year. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch touting them as record-breaking. Murders down nearly 21%, shootings down almost 6%. Major crimes down in all five boroughs. The commissioner says precision policing continues to show results, going after guns, gangs, putting cops where the problems are. A stubborn stat, felony assault has remained up with a big increase in attacks on government workers. And confirmed hate crimes are up dramatically, 74% compared to the previous May. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And the city's new low in shootings year-to-date breaks a record that was set just last year. The number of gun victims beats a record that stood since 2019. Now, while city officials celebrate lower crime numbers, we have an update now on a story we told you about last week here on 1010 Winds. The shooting death of a young woman in the Bronx. The NYPD has reported an arrest, and the suspect is only 16 years old. 23-year-old Raina Caceres was the victim. She was shot in the face on Aqueduct Avenue in University Heights shortly after midnight last Thursday. The suspect's name hasn't been released because of their age, but they now face charges including murder and manslaughter. Police not yet speculating about a possible motive. Well, the battle in Queens over the Metropolitan Park Casino isn't letting up. A judge is hearing a request this morning from the casino's opponents who want construction work on the project next to Citi Field to be temporarily stopped. Jack Hugh is a Flushing resident and organizer. He'll be there today and tells 1010 Winds.
We hope folks understand that this was not a clean process that led to the approval. The approval of Steve Cohen's license is illegitimate, and we look forward to proving that in court.
Opponents claim the approval process was flawed with what they call biased public hearings and a failure to properly evaluate the applicants behind the project, Mets owner Steve Cohen and Hard Rock International. A spokesman for Metropolitan Park says the development has gone through nearly 4 years of community engagement, more than 30 public meetings and approvals from six community boards, the city council, state legislature, and the Gaming Commission as well. Well, the 9/11 Memorial and Museum looking to make sure the next generation never forgets. The nonprofit has launched a $75 million fundraising campaign ahead of the attack's upcoming 25th anniversary.
I wasn't there. I didn't see the planes.
Didn't search the rubble.
Or get to say goodbye. I wasn't there.
But I lived the legacy of people who were.
The ones who never finished their shifts, who stayed up.
Stayed kind, stayed strong.
Former Mayor Bloomberg, who chairs the memorial's board, has pledged to match the next $25 million raised through his Bloomberg Philanthropies. The goal is to reach younger Americans who have no personal memory of September 11th by expanding educational programs, creating new exhibits, and keeping the museum accessible to students, first responders, and veterans. Since it opened in 2014, the museum has welcomed over 125 million visitors. Well, New York's State Attorney General Letitia James celebrating another big win. A state appeals court has upheld a ruling requiring former NRA chief Wayne LaPierre to pay the organization back more than $4 million. That ruling also keeps in place a 10-year ban preventing LaPierre from serving as an officer or director of the NRA. James sued the organization and several of its former leaders back in 2020, accusing them of misusing charitable funds and contributing to the loss of tens of millions of dollars. A jury found LaPierre liable last year, and the appeals court has now rejected his bid to overturn that verdict. Well, the next major breakthrough in breast cancer treatment may be in the form of a vaccine, and it's being studied on Long Island.
Christina Emetrano was diagnosed 6 years ago at the age of 35 with HER2 positive stage 2 breast cancer.
My type of breast cancer 20 years ago was a death sentence without treatments that we have today.
That's why she's participating in the Flamingo clinical vaccine trial at Stony Brook Cancer Center, which, if approved, the vaccine is designed to stimulate the immune system and attack any residual cancer cells to prevent recurrence.
A big fear just for the rest of your life is just having a reoccurrence. So if there's something out there that could help with that as well.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Well, a pair of 20-year-olds on Long Island accused of kidnapping and robbing a taxi driver. Anton Sims and James Devender hiring a taxi in Queens for a ride to Wyandanch last month. During that ride, the pair allegedly grabbed the steering wheel and slammed the gear shift, causing it to swerve and change direction, then threatened the driver with a knife and robbed him of $60. The two suspects have both been indicted and could face up to 25 years if convicted. A safe stuffed with over $100,000 in cash is just part of what police say one thief made off with in a string of recent robberies.
Police are investigating what they're calling a break-in spree. A suspect wanted for hitting three different locations, one in Queens and two in Brooklyn. We're here at Chef Quang's Guyanese Chinese Express restaurant, where police say this suspect swiped $100,000 of cash that was inside of a safe, but it's not the only store that was broken into. 2 days before, on May 24th, this suspect allegedly swiped $900 from a drawer in a store in Queens, and then on May 30th, stole $2,000 from a cash register at a store in East New York. Store staff here at Chef Quang's Guyanese Chinese restaurant says the entire thing was caught on camera. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Cypress Hills.
Well, Pride Month is now underway, and there's a growing push to create a new landmark district here in the city honoring LGBTQ plus history, a history with deep roots in New York. The area in question is a chunk of Greenwich Village with buildings linked to figures like Andy Warhol and Robert Mapplethorpe, as well as the National Gay Task Force. Andrew Berman is the executive director of Village Preservation.
Prior mayors and prior chairs of the Landmarks Preservation Commission have resisted this landmarking proposal, you know, giving what I think are sort of very weak excuses about mixed styles of architecture and things like that, that really I don't think are relevant to the question of what is important history to be preserved.
Now, the group has reached out to Mayor Mamdani with their request, as well as the chair of the Landmarks Preservation Commission. No comment from them yet. The area has already been recognized by the state as the South of Union Square Historic District. It encompasses 14th to 9th Streets between 3rd and 5th Avenues.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.